Welcome to the Far From Shore podcast, where it's all about the Kraken and the community they play in. How's it going, guys? Welcome to the Far From Shore podcast. I'm your host, Brayson, and today we're going to talk about something special. That's kind of been the silent hero of this whole operation. The place where the Kraken are able to play games, and why we have hockey in the PNW, the Climate Pledge Arena. Climate Pledge Arena is located in downtown Seattle, and is within walking distance of the Space Needle. History dates back, to the initial thoughts about creating a hockey, before creating a hockey team. The Climate Pledge Arena was first called the Seattle Center. In 1962, there was an event called the World's Fair. The purpose of the World's Fair was to bring culture, history, and new technology in one event to show people of many backgrounds all of what it was supposed to teach, I guess. So that year in particular, the fair was brought to none other than the city that we love, Seattle. So Seattle was first colonized when a group of explorers navigated through the Puget Sound and made landings on what we call today Alki Beach. I don't know. I used to live there, so I heard many different ways of pronouncing Alki. I'm pretty sure it's Alki. If any of you West Seattleites want to, like, tell me what it is for sure, but, you know, I also live there, so we'll see. I'm going to get, like, a 50-50 thing. But anyways, the World's Fair worked and provided a booming tech all over the state. You may have heard of Microsoft and, of course, Amazon. The World's Fair also provided us with the Space Needle. The Seattle Center was used for many different events that most of us regular people probably never use. It was used to host, like, social events and business gatherings, all that kind of stuff. So I'm not quite sure when, like, the National Hockey League started considering adding the expansion team in Seattle, but, you know, I'm glad they did. They ended up rebranding the entire thing, and boom, Climate Pledge. And shortly after that, the hockey team. And of course, you know, we have a WNBA, the Seattle Storm. So, you know, why Climate Pledge? What is Climate Pledge? Climate Pledge is under the Amazon umbrella, and they are, you know, Amazon created the Climate Pledge, like, act of some sort. It's an ongoing thing. I think it's a mission, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But the Climate Pledge are committed to making the world a better place with technology and best practices, I believe. Their mission is to accelerate responsible climate action in every industry so our planet's diverse communities, natural resources, and shared environments can thrive indefinitely. Well, I'm about that, so cool. And they also state that the pledge is a commitment to reach net zero carbon emission by 2040. So in about 16 years, which, you know, I'm also about, so cool. Cool stuff. I'm actually proud to be a part of that movement and, you know, having this arena named after that. Another cool fact, guys, the Climate Pledge Arena is the oldest NHL arena. Yeah, so the Kraken play at the oldest NHL arena in history, just due to the fact that the Seattle Center was built in 1962. This beats the previous arena, Madison Square Garden, you know, that the New York Rangers play at. That was built in 1968. And all I could say is, you know, if you haven't been there, it's nice. Since CPA is under the umbrella of the Amazon Corporation, or just Amazon, they put a lot of money into reconstructing the inside of the building. And it's very state-of-the-art, if I do say so myself. You know, The only other hockey arena I've ever been to is Ball Arena here in Colorado, which is where I watched my first NHL game live, you know, at the Avalanche and the Seattle Kraken going head to head, and the Seattle Kraken, you know, beating the Avalanche. So that's awesome. So if you're ever in the area and there's a game, please go. Just go. Dope food and probably the only hockey arena in the world that has poke. And I'm originally from Hawaii, so it's kind of playing into my heartstrings. But yeah, a little bit of info for you guys if you didn't know. And I'm sure I'm forgetting a lot of stuff. There's a lot of cool features that I'm forgetting about. It is state-of-the-art, so I've only been there once. And I plan to go there multiple times, like almost forever. So I'll keep you posted on what else I see, but it's a pretty cool spot. But anyways, let's get into the game. The Kraken played the Anaheim Ducks last night after beating them last game 4-0 with Joey getting his third shutout of the season. The Kraken are coming into this game 29-13 and have about 10 games left. The Kraken end up winning this game 4-2, and wow, guys, what a crazy third they had, so listen up. Period 1. We started off down a man, but the Ducks didn't capitalize on their power play. Shortly after their power play, we got our own power play. Zegras Scott called for an interference against Cartier. There were some words being exchanged once, you know, the play got called. I wonder what Matty, you know, was thinking. I wonder what side he was going to choose. You know, I did some digging, and apparently Trevor and Matty are friends and both like to party together in the off season. So, you know, I would hope Matty would choose his teammate's side, obviously. So, after 20 minutes of play, we get a goalless game in the first. A lot of cheap shots by the Ducks, and by shots, I mean small little hits here and there by their players. Grew looked really good for us in the first period. You know, Grew has a slow reset to his cage, you know, and almost gave up a goal, but you know, he kept it out. So, period two, I'm loving the Coachella of Valley Line. Cartier, Morrison, and Winterton. Lots of new guy energy, fast skating, good chances. The Kraken get the first power play of the period with a duck hooking against Cartier. We also get a goal in the first, you know, get the first goal of the game, finally breaking the ice. We score the goal off a face-off win with the PP, and Jaden Schwartz gets his goal. You know, I may be eating my own words here, but after Schwartz, you know, has been back from his injury, he's been really good for us. So I'm going to publicly say that. I'm sorry, Jaden. You're really good for us, and I hope you stay on the team. So, you know, the rest of the period looked really good. The Ducks had the most penalties in the NHL right now, and that was the case for this period. A lot of high sticking caused the Kraken to have a third power play. Our power plays against really bad teams looks really well oiled. It kind of looks like what last year's power plays look like, you know. And again, Grew was really great for us in this period, so good job on him. But this is where everyone wants to talk about period three started off with two shorthanded goals by the Ducks while we were on our own power play making the game 2-1 score. I know I was just saying that we look good on our power play, and you know, we just get scored on twice. So, I don't know if that was like lazy puck handling, but I'm not sure. So, it's whatever. At this point, I was thinking that we're going to lose because, you know, historically this season, whenever we're down in the third, it's hard for us to get back to, you know, a productivity kind of standpoint. However, this game seemed a little personal, and you know, we didn't even make it that way. The Ducks did. They made it a little bit more toxic. So I definitely wanted to win this game for them. So, well, I wanted them to win it for me. So this game had a lot of physicality to it. Cartier getting under some duck skin, Gord battling out with a former teammate, and Zegras and Tanev colliding together and having some words. You know, I personally would love to see Zegras get his face punched in by Tanev, so I was waiting for that. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, so. One of the many power plays that the Ducks gave up so graciously. You know, we got a 2-2 goal, or a 2-2 score now with Andrei Burakovsky. You know, during this third, the Ducks gave up 10 power plays that gave us many chances to come back. So that Andrei Burakovsky goal that ended up tying the game 2-2 was a product of that. So following that, we have a Tanev fight. Well, not Zegras, but some other Duck. And I think Tanev definitely lost that one just because it was just, I mean, you can't really like justify it, but he was kind of, he wasn't throwing punches. I think he was just trying to wait for a good one. But anyways, the Kraken then get another goal from TIE Fighter Cartier himself. And honestly, you got to love it. All night, Cartier has been bullied and getting under the Duck's skin all game long. And Ducks were tired of it. So, you know, Cartier had to go shut him down. So, but yeah, anyways, guys, just nasty, nasty playing on the Ducks' part, which led to another PP opportunity for us. And you can see the frustration the Ducks are getting. You know, they fucking suck and they'll always suck. I don't know where that came from, but it was just a nasty game against us. And but yet, we know we get another goal. And Manny Beniers deflects it off one, and we get a 4-2 game. So this kind of wraps up the game for us, guys. This game was definitely a must-win just due to the fact that the Ducks were playing like pussies. We ended up making it a little bit personal, but whatever, they lost. So we get to see the Ducks again one more time this season, and we could serve them another L. So that's it. I mean, what's next? So the Kraken take on the Dallas Stars here at CPA, and we'll end the game, the four-game homestand. Should be a one-sided game by Dallas, but, you know, we could be surprised. Even if we beat them, I don't know that if that'll affect the Dallas Stars' chances to go to the playoffs. You know, Dallas, you know, Robertson is one of my favorite players just due to the fact that he's also Filipino and I'm Filipino, so you got to represent the Pinoys in the world. The Kraken end up improving to a 30-29-13 record. I'm having a lot of fun watching these kind of games. There's no crazy pressure for us at this point, you know, to go to the playoffs, but I'm just stoked to see the boys lock in, in particular, and just, you know, handle our emotions. Historically losing the third, but then winning this one against a really, really bad Ducks team. So anyways, guys, continue to reach out to me if you have any like things that you want me to talk about, that you want to hear, any changes that you want to see. And yeah, just reach out. Until next time, squids, don't give up the ship.